Some feedback coming through for you off the SMS. Does Steve-O listen to this while sitting in his caravan? He wouldn't be in a caravan, our man, Stephen.
No.
Worst ever sing-along time by you blokes. Horrible. Love that stuff. And what else we got? There's another one. Steve-O on Friday morning said that Fremantle were a certainty across the weekend. Does he still stand by that, is the question off the SMS.
I was in a couple of minds, to be honest. I thought the Saints would be very, very competitive.
Yeah.
But I watched Freo. You look for P words, pathetic, pungent.
Why'd have to be P words?
Well, purple. It's purple, aren't
we? Oh, geez.
Putrid.
We got there late.
Yeah, putrid, that's what I thought. So, gee, what were they doing? I mean, they won all the key indicators, you know, contested ball, intercept marking, records, had more of the footy, more inside 50s. And still really didn't look like they wanted to win. They were slow, turgid footy.
Turgid, there you go. Yeah. Well done, you've used another really good word today. Good
disappointing.
Stuff
like, you'd be flat heading back over the west. And, yeah. And that Fife, I know it's only round one, but boy, that was the worst game that Fifey's ever played.
Are you throwing the baby out with the bathwater there?
No, we'll wait and see. But gee,
What stage of the game did your four goals in to Mark Hunter start to come back and just come up your throat a little bit, just to vomit out
your
mouth?
Late in the second. Well, the Dogs were up by about 10 points. Should have been four goals up about 20 minutes into the second quarter, then they let five go through. So they've got a habit of quick goals against half, not defending the ground properly. So they goals out the back and quick rebounds. Kick-in goals, which is not ideal when you're trying to win a flag.
It's not ideal at all, Stephen. Are you off? You off the wagon?
No, we'll wait and see. I think they put the Saints away this week. Surely they can't be as bad as Freo. So
I want to know the news that you've got for us, Stephen, and there's only one team around town that wants to help us out when we bring you the latest sporting news.
You can't restrain Steve-O. Mark Stevens Football Update for Load Restraint Systems. Make sure your load safe with Australia's total range of cargo restraint products. Loadrestraint.com.au.
Dino's been in Bali golfing with his crew there from
shirt
the Harp
off,
Hotel.
I see too. He's very happy.
Well,
there's
no need for the shirt to be off from me.
No,
now,
I've seen photos with the shirt off.
Oh, so I know, but
I assume he wasn't nude, but I only saw the top bit, and that was enough.
The Load Restraint Systems team helping us out with Steve-O's latest footy news. What do you got, Stephen?
Well, I think it's all about head high knocks today, Harf, and Kasiah Pickett. I know you were strong in this in the pre-game meeting when we were in here about 5 a.m. doing our prep. Kasiah Pickett, looking at it, is 2 weeks enough? I believe not. They used a hidden clause, if you like, the potential to cause injury or serious injury when working this out. So it's only two games. He misses against Brisbane and Sydney. They graded its high impact. Basically, there's a little asterisk there that Chris O can use. Well, we think that was a really bad act, so we'll upgrade it to high. What I'm suggesting, Harf, is this should have been handed to the tribunal. The act is that dangerous that Chris O said, hang on. We're not even going to grade this. We'll leave it to higher powers to come up with a penalty. Because I think if you look at the penalty boxes, the threshold's too low for some of these offences. That's the most Chris O could really do is two matches.
Yep. He was hamstrung through the system, and that was the only outcome we were ever going to get if it was a box-ticking exercise. I must admit, I do tend to agree with you that should have gone straight to the tribunal. The same with the McAdam one. They were... Those two incidents, and I can't believe we saw them in one round, and certainly in different days. The McAdam one, after seeing the Pickett one on Friday, Saturday night, him doing that yesterday, I'm flabbergasted by that, I must admit. They were two of the worst things I've seen in footy. They were horrendous. Like the act of launching off the deck as a human missile, shoulder and head first, into an opponent who's got rid of the ball in the Bailey Smith case... Or front on in the Weir case at the GWS Giants, they were the two of the worst things I've ever seen in my time in footy. I was staggered that both those events happened on the weekend, particularly after the conversations we've been having about head high hits and concussion and all that sort of stuff. For players to put themselves in that position to want to still do that to an opposition player to an opponent in this era of football with what's going on is dead set mind blowing. I'll get your calls on that 1300 652 927. I was staggered by that. But I reckon you're right. They should go. that should have gone to the tribunal picket, and McAdam should as well, but it won't on the back of the picket outcome.
Well, the penalties are too low just with the formula. I think it's never been kinder in some ways. We're a fines-based system, and 2 weeks seems a lot these days the way it works out. So it was graded as careless as well. Could you say that's deliberate? I mean, he's launched himself. How is that?
Well, the reason why is because bumping is still a legal part of the game. You're allowed to do it. Now, you have to pull it off correctly, and it's got to be within play and all that sort of stuff. So that's where the problem is for the incidents like this, where it's a legal part of the game, so it's not intentional. You're not intentionally out there to perform an illegal act. Yeah, you've just got it wrong.
Well, I reckon Gil McLaughlin would be flat today. He'd be shaking his head thinking, well, almost do we appeal this one? He did it with the Toby Green, of course, the AFL, and that was insufficient.
But I don't know if they've got grounds. They won't have grounds, yeah. I don't think, to appeal it. That's the outcome on this one.
But McAdam, he sort of lined up. Did he get the shoulder, though, and more thrust the head back of where?
Well, quite possibly, but they jumped off the ground, launched in. This is old school Byron Pickett stuff, which was dead set dangerous. And I remember Brendan Crummell getting hit by Byron Pickett.
I do too, at Waverley.
And it never was the same. It was, went past the ball, launched off the ground, and flushed.
He didn't even
it.
Get rubbed out for that.
No, I don't think he did.
No, it was fair. I think it was a similar one to the Kaczynski, when Gia clipped Kaczynski out on the wing. You know, it was to the shoulder, but it flipped his head back and probably got him a bit high as well. And at that time, that was okay. So that changed everything.
I don't remember that one. I sort of remember the incident, but not the actual
Kaczynski got
visual
the concussion. So it's, look, you'd think that McAdam would get the 3 weeks, but who would know?
Why would he get three and not two?
Well, it's probably the same.
That's what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
So because he got two, so I think McAdam gets two on the back.
That has to be careless as well.
And Buddy's lucky. Buddy's lucky too.
Well, Buddy's action. I mean, Buddy's action as well.
Stepped offline.
If you want to use the potential to cause serious injury clause, it could have been used here as well. So he's only got the one. So big MRO talking points, no doubt about that, Harv.
Yeah, and it's not the right talking points. Considering the conversations we're having, I'm really disappointed in the actions of those two. In Finnegan, it was not cool.
And a line in the sand, too, in the St Kilda Frio game about umpire dissent. Harv.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I like it. I thought at the time you can't. I've sort of been sick of players sort of pointing at the scoreboard and remonstrating, say, have a look at that, because it's demeaning to the umpire, isn't it? You're in front of 50,000 people, you're pointing at the board, have a look at yourself there, you've got that wrong. So yesterday, let's take a listen to how it unfolded down here. Wilkie gave away a 50 for the Saints.
He can't look at the screen and then have a go at me, okay? That's considered umpire dissent, okay?
I'm okay with that. I'm more than okay with that, be really strong on this early in the season to set the standard. Players like Jordan Lewis wouldn't have got away with that. He'd be out there remonstrating, abusing umpires, and I would like to see him be given 100-metre penalties.
I think it was Grant Thomas last night said that you should be able to look at the screen and the umpire says he's wrong to change his mind. So, hang on, I might just call a ball up after looking at the screen. I think that's a bit extreme.
No, it's not going to
happen. So it's demeaning for the umpire, isn't it? The Saints had a bit of a brain explosion, but at least we now know, Harv. Where the line
is. Yeah, and that's good. That's what you need to do. Set the standard early, and then if you need to, you can relax it a little bit. Once the players sort of get their head around it, then you can start to massage it a little bit. But set the standard early, and let's get on with the game.
Just some injury news. Cherry's out for at least 8 with that ankle. So Todd Goldstein, all the stink about that, he's straight in after 1 week, which can often happen, can't it?
Yep.
So it's a handy player to have back up at North.
I would.
Liam Jones, no structural damage, similar to the Jure one a couple of weeks ago. So he'd be very sore today with that neck, but still some sort of chance to get up if he gets a bit of a rub or two over the coming week. Yeah, a bit of a rub in that with some cream. And
some cream.
Well, they always put you some cream. Tom Stewart, 3 to 4. Tommy Stewart, 3 to 4 weeks with that knee. That's a good result considering the slippage that happened there. Jeez, Ed Sheeran's got a lot to answer.
I disagree with this. That ground was not the reason Tom Stewart hurt his knee. It's because
he's
left.
Chris Scott that.
I'm happy to tell Chris Scott that. His left foot was the brace foot in that moment. And it was on the 45-degree angle, so he had no studs in the ground. It was on the side of the boot, and he slipped, and therefore his right knee had to stabilise and came underneath him. It's got nothing to do with the surface, that incident. There was a lot of slipping from the other games that were played on the weekend, but Tom Stewart's injury had nothing to do with the MCG surface.
And just to clarify, Harv, on that unfurling of the flag at Geelong, it's basically a best-laid-plan scenario. They're waiting for the the grandstand to be finished.
Yep.
So they thought, well, about round seven, we should be ready to rock and roll. Well, it's not going to be ready at all. So effectively, they've delayed that for no reason, which is a bit of a shame, isn't it?
It is a bit of a
long
shame.
Time to wait.
My word of this. Bernard in Glen Iris. Stephen, he wants to talk to you about the water footy. G'day, Bernard.
Good on you, boys. How are you?
Going well, buddy. How are you?
Hey, listen, I want to talk about the Jeremy Howe and Tyson Stengel incident on Friday night.
Yes.
I keep on hearing these people talk about you've got to protect the head. Well, Jeremy Howe ran from 40 yards away and made an unrealistic attempt to mark the ball. He just ran there to clean up Stengel. He could have knocked Stengel in the next week. It was lucky he never got bloody concussed. Why wasn't he reported?
Bernard, it's a topic of conversation across the weekend. You raise a good point. Mark Robinson's written about it in the Herald Sun this morning. I disagree with the sentiment, I must admit. I think he's more entitled to go and attack that footy, Jeremy Howe. He'd make a legitimate marking attempt in my eyes. He was just dropped the ball. Would have been a spectacular mark. Had he taken it, we would have been having posters of it across kids' bedrooms all across the nation. So I disagree with the sentiment, but I want to talk to Jordan Lewis about this after 7:30, Bernard, because it is a conversation. Robbo's with you. Robbo is absolutely with you.
You know what it reminds me of? I was at Marvel Stadium one day where Harbrow flew in the air and cleaned up Jordan Lewis.
Oh, similar. Why would you bring that up? He's out the back.
I know. I remember him coming on. Gee, he was wobbly.
Yeah, he's giving you
but
the
it's a similar fingers. Incident.
All right. More news with you through the morning, Stephen. Thank you for that. Thank you, Bernard. You're in the running. $500 worth of sporting goods for your local sporting club before we get to the break.